Welcome to the Observer Food Monthly podcast, a series of five Italian recipes from Giorgio Locatelli, sponsored by Seeds of Change.
Your mum said, don't play with your food. We say, why not? Food isn't something that just gets shoveled in your mouth. It isn't proteins, carbohydrates and fats. Food is pleasure, art, adventure. We are Seeds of Change. We make organic pastas, soups and sauces. And we say, play with your food. Play all you like. And here's something to help inspire you.
Welcome to the first exclusive OFM podcast with Giorgio Locatelli. We're here in Giorgio Locatelli's very beautiful kitchen, and he's going to run us through five recipes over the course of the next 5 months. First one is bagna cauda, and if you just want to tell us a little bit about what bagna cauda is, Giorgio.
Bagna cauda is a typical dish that is served in the north of Italy, in Piemonte mainly. Very strangely, then one dish then come from a region, then possibly the only region in Italy then has an access with Lombardy to the actually sea, and one of the main dish as anchovies. The reason is because they would exchange so much with the people just across the Mante, which were the people in Liguria. So these are Ligurian anchovies melted with garlic and olive oil, and there is hundreds different version of this recipe as usual, because it's such a popular thing, and it's usually served as a starter, mainly as well as a convivial dish to put down in the middle of the table before the actual meal start.
So you get some boiling water, get a little tin of anchovies, then they are under oil, and you put them in the boiling water, and then you keep it simmering gently. In the meantime, you prepare your vegetable. For the vegetable, it's quite important to have a bowl with some ice in it and some really cold water. And the type of vegetable that we can use for bagna cauda, they are really everything what you fancy, and everything that can be eat raw. So artichoke could be very good. You know, fennel are fantastic. Celery, the inside leaf are fantastic. Chard are brilliant. Carrots are brilliant. Peppers, I will keep myself to red and yellow. I wouldn't use green, but you know, if you like green, spring onions are brilliant for that. In Italy, they use some type of different chards. Like we can use Swiss chard, or we can also use bok choy. We use those type of vegetables that we find in the English market. But also in Italy, as I say, they use this is called cardo gobbo di Nizza, which is a type of chard and gets treated like a celery, so it gets filled up and kept cover from the sun. That's very, very good. But you can't find these in the English market. I'm going to start from the vegetable, then will be less ruined by the fact that I'm touching them and cleaning them, okay? So I start with the spring onions, and they hold very well. I take a couple of layers out of the outside. I take the top, and then I cut them all the way down.
So you slice it lengthways?
Yeah, I slice it lengthways and leave the bottom attached, so they will curl up into a lovely bowl, and then it's easy to pick up the bagna cauda with this. And then I put them in the water with ice. Again, you know, we go back to one of these recipes, and it's not a recipe. Not every city, but every family has a different type of bagna cauda or type of ingredients that they use for the bagna cauda, and also the amount of anchovies and garlic and oil, you know, it always varies from one to the other.
How many people are you going to be able to serve?
It really depends. I mean, this is a dish that needs to be served with your aperitif, just must be on the table, or when you're serving, when the people arrive, you have it there at the bar, or when you serve it something to drink before. So, you know, it's really, you know, you think about a couple of sticks or everything for each person, so it's really up to you. So I'm peeling now some carrots, and then I'm just going to cut the tops and bottom. I see sometimes you go to some restaurant or some places and you see this servant, or in hotel sometimes he comes and he's cut all perfectly square bits. I think, you know, if God wanted to make square carrots, he would have managed. He managed quite a lot of good things. It's the same thing with square potatoes and things like that, you know. I can understand cutting something because so you get it the same shape, so it cooks evenly. But when it comes to raw vegetable, as much as they keep their actually natural shape, I think then the people enjoy them better to understand exactly what they're eating or what's in the front of them. Okay, I'm going to do the
the fennel. See, I've come across some really nice piece. I just put them in like that. I discard, you know, the quite heavy outside, and I also take the beard off. Okay.
So that's the top.
Kind of the top leafy bit, and also the outside. I wouldn't use too much of the outside because it's too hard. You know, we need the tender bits of this. Okay, it's coming apart. As you can see, I'm cutting it again on the length, and then again another time. This is made almost like a natural shape of a spoon, as you can see, you know? So this is perfect to just dip and eat,
yeah.
Okay?
So you're kind of taking the outside and then sort of cut it into quarters?
Cut it into quarters, layer by layer, okay? So as we go in, more we go inside and more tender and nice and better it is. So the inside bits are the best one. And so when you find also some little gems like that inside, these are perfect. You know, the little bits, the little sprouting between each of the layer, those are perfect. Leave you all together and they go like that. We get right in the middle. And even when we get to that, we're going to try to hold the same kind of a spoon shape.
You're leaving the leafy bits on there, that's okay, in the middle.
I leave the leafy bits on because they're really beautiful and green, so they really resemble what they are. The people are not going to ask you what it is, you know, they're going to see it straight away. Then I got some normal Swiss chard, which, you know, I'm going to have to top and bottom as well. And I will take a bit of the stringy bit off. So, like, almost peeling them.
So you're kind of treating it like a big flat piece of celery.
That's exactly. And, you know, just taking off some of the more stringy bit than is in the outside. And then again, I cut it in pieces and I put it in there, in the ice. Same thing with this. A little bit of the side. The anchovies are in there, in the water, boiling, and we don't have to worry. They can just go for about like half an hour or something like that, 25 minutes. Okay, it's no big deal.
What's the flavour of the Swiss chard like?
Like a celery, really.
Yeah. And you can just buy that in a...
Yeah, Swiss chard is just readily available in bunch, and then you use the leaf to eat it like spinach, and you use the, actually, you see, we use the stalk to use like that. Same thing with the peppers. We're going to cut it all the way along, come to the end, pull it apart, take off the stalk, off it comes. Same thing with the yellow one. Again, we're going to empty all the inside, take all the seeds of the peppers off very well, and then we're going to cut it in little slices, and we'll be really able to pick up a bit of the sauce.
So those are quite big slices, really, aren't they?
I think they have to be a big size because the sauce is going to be kind of like nice and sharp. It's not sweet.
Also, I guess you've got enough there to sort of scoop with it, haven't you?
Yeah, scoop up a little bit of the sauce. That's the old idea. Then again, those ones go in the ice. Okay. I think we've got more than enough.
So up to now, we've got the bowl full of chopped up vegetables and the ice, and we've got the anchovies boiling away on the stove.
That's exactly.
The vegetables will keep while you make the rest of the bagna carne.
Yes, while we make the rest of the bagna carne.
If food inspires you, enter the Seeds of Change photography competition in association with the Observer Food Monthly magazine, and you could win £10,000. Go to observer.co.uk/seeds of change to find out more.
On the main time, I'm peeling a little bit of garlic and I'm just taking it on the skin, and then I slice it down by the length in nice, lovely leaves or thin, thinnest that you can, okay? And then I put olive oil in it.
So it's really thinly sliced, but
really thin slice, yeah.
You wouldn't want to crush it?
No. We want to see it again. And we put a lot of olive oil because this is the olive oil that is now flavouring.
What kind of olive oil is that?
That's the Planeta olive oil, again from Sicily. If you had the time, you could have put the garlic slice in the oil the day before, and then it's okay. You don't need to warm it up because the flavour is all in there. So we're speeding it up a little bit, bringing it up to temperature, okay?
got a little tiny bit of garlic in the pan. And
yeah, and I'm going to have to
put it on a very, very tiny fire and
on a very tiny little flame, and I get it to warm up. I don't want the garlic to color, okay? I just want the garlic to just release all these flavors into the oil, okay? So then I'm going to get the anchovies. I'm going to put the anchovies. I'm going to open the little tin. I'm going to add it to that. And then, you know, I'll let it cool down, and then that's the sauce ready for it.
So you're just sort of melting it all together?
Not melting, I'm melting the anchovies in here, you know, the paste. And there, I'm just warming it up.
On a very low heat.
On a very low heat. So, and you know, I don't want it to color, I just want it to release full garlic flavor on it.
And how long do you want the garlic and the oil in the little pan to cook for? Well, to warm up for?
Not cool, just warm up. As long as he warms up, that's the main thing.
So not very long?
Yeah. Oh, the other thing is we're going to prepare now the vegetable. That is all up to you, you know? I mean, you can do... If you put it down nicely into a bowl, it makes it very appetable, you know? The people looks at the color, the people are attracted by things and looks... You know, different shapes, and you know, and
so you're just you're taking it all and presenting it just really nicely.
Just putting it through it and takes, you know, kind of like taking mainly all the water, as much as the water I can off, and make it a beautiful fresh, like if it was a bunch of flour, you know, not like if it was, you know, as I say, sometimes you go to hotels and they give you these things that have been cut 3 days before, and they've been, you know, in the fridge, okay. So in the meantime, we're going to get the two tin that have been boiling now for a bit. Get them out. Remember, when they're completely hot, boiling hot, they've been boiling for the last 20 minutes. So let them cool down a bit. We're going to open them. Off we go.
Oh,
as you can see,
completely melted.
Completely melted. Okay.
So you're just adding completely melted anchovies into the garlicky olive oil that's warmed up.
Very important thing is when you open your tin, okay, then you discard a bit of the olive oil that is on top, because usually it's not of a very good quality. And so what the oil that you will serve it will be the one of very good quality that you have there. Okay.
And now, what kind of anchovies have you used? Are they
just normal? They are Spanish, and they're just
ordinary.
On olive oil anchovies in olive
right.
oil.
And are they sort of less salty than?
They are a little bit less salty, but they've been treated with salt as well, so it's not like. Okay, now I've got the garlic.
Oh, it smells
and all
absolutely
the
lovely.
Yeah. Okay. What we're going to do now is that we've got to do. The passing it, because we don't want to find any little bone or anything like that.
So you're going to strain it?
We'll strain it.
So we've got like a tea strainer
over
a bowl, and we're just straining through all the anchovies and oil and garlic and everything. So how are you just pushing it through?
Yeah, just pushing it through, and you will see that...
This is just a tea strainer or something
just
like that?
Just a normal tea strainer, yeah.
Could you do it with a regular sieve, or would that not be fine enough?
Yeah, in a sieve as well, on the pasta strainer. Just strain it through nicely. Don't insist too much, because you don't want the bones in there. That's the main thing.
Yeah. But you're still getting quite a lot of the sort of
Fish. No, it's still coming out quite well.
You wouldn't want to let it just drain through by itself, would you? Because you wouldn't.
No, because you wouldn't get. You have to really push it through a little bit. Eh?
So in a way, in the pan, it looks a little bit like a sort of salad dressing because the
oil
is
like
slightly.
It is like a salad dressing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you know what we're going to do at the end is to really try to work out. If you have enough oil, if you have to add a bit of oil or not. But, you know, it's quite nice to have a little bit extra oil because anyway, it's, you know, when you serve the sauce, we're going to serve it with a spoon. So we'll pick up whatever is left. Anything. As I can see, you know, you can see it splits straight away. So the thing is on the bottom. So what I suggest all the time is to go from underneath, take a spoon, place it in there.
So that makes sure that you get plenty of the melted fish from the bottom, which is sort of sunk.
Yes.
Oh, that looks lovely.
And that's it. This is it. You dip in your vegetable. egg beaten, and that is that. As simple as that.
And so you'd serve this with, like, maybe some glasses of Prosecco or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a glass of Prosecco or something like that.
The fennel's just like a spoon. It's perfect. It just scoops it up. And it gets it right from the bottom, so you get plenty of fish and oil at the same
yeah.
time. It's absolutely delicious. Thanks very much, Giorgio, for talking us through the Banya Cauda. And next month, we're going to be doing an artichoke salad.
Your mum said eat your greens. We say, what about your reds, your purples, your bright yellows, your ultramarines, your vermilions, your burnt umbers?